And every week we say, fuck you. Whatever, and here's why.
Capcom?
Guys, I'm down. I still want to do the Nevermind the Bullshit. I need to get...
You know who my fuck you is for?
Who?
Fuck you, Mark Saltzman.
Who's that?
He's that tech guy that's always on
fucking
TV.
Fucking movie! I hate the guy we hate!
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's
the guy. Yeah, that, exactly.
He's no fucking Leo Laporte. Fuck that guy.
He doesn't know any...
He's like, this is a new fucking...
And now we're going to talk about this. Yeah. Fucking hate that guy. Every time I go to the theaters, I'm like, I gotta kill this guy.
I have to see Mark Saltzman fucking ass.
He's everywhere.
Not the intro. Oh my god. Fuck you, Mark Saltzman needs to be there.
I know, it does. That's what the podcast should be titled.
You just went fucking
is fuck
hate.
You, Mark Saltzman.
I hate that guy. You fucking every time we go to the movies, I always complain. I'm like, I gotta fucking say
it's that guy.
Oh shit.
Like, but now he's on TV and the internet, too.
Honestly, one
he's
time
everywhere.
I saw him, like, on a unicycle with, like, a fucking waterproof shirt or some shit. I don't know what it was.
Why was Mark Saltzman on a unicycle?
I saw him on a unicycle.
Why was Mark Saltzman?
I was at a movie with my girlfriend, and all of a sudden he's like,
hey, why?
And this is like the N75 fucking unicycle, and he's like, and
he's
then
like,
he's like, waterproof
like,
fucking.
Are you looking into buying a tablet? Oh. Try the BlackBerry Playbook. Look, I can press it, and it's great.
He's got fucking.
He's like, cool touch screen. Oh, fuck.
Okay, welcome to That's Your Garbage Podcast, episode 19.
19.
What in the butt? So,
oh, shit.
Okay, Jesus. Lorenzo is not with us this week. We've got G, Mike, Jay.
I'm here.
And moi. So it's moi and toi. And,
wow, you just went French.
Hey, we're bilingual. It's Canada. That's
exactly.
What we do.
Exactly. We're not in Canada. What are we talking about?
Well... Okay.
We're in Spokane, Washington.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't share our country with them.
All right, so I'm actually really excited because someone sent us a joke.
Someone sent us a lame joke.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
They
had a man named Spokane, Washington. And
but
now
they,
we have, what's the guy's name?
His name is C. Braga.
C. Braga.
At something.com.
C. Braga, run. Run, Braga, run.
Oh, wow.
No, anyway, thank you, C. Braga. Please send us more crap. Send us more crap. What they did was they went into their mail client and they typed in podcast@thattogarbage.com.
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, here's a joke. And then they sent us a joke.
And that came to us.
Yeah.
And then now we can share with the rest
of
them.
And that could have been happening for 18... Okay, I'm not going to go there. Anyway.
But yeah, we're getting a lot of...
I'm not going to lie. Most of us don't have the internet client figured out yet.
No. we're getting a lot of comments and response from people. So keep it up. We look forward to hearing from you because essentially, like, we could just sit around and do this just us. But it's not fun unless we hear what you guys think. So.
Yeah, we want to get people involved.
Yeah. Flame us. Tell us you like us. Do whatever you
flame
want.
On.
We don't care.
Send us
hate. We've already got some flames about Katawa Shoujo, so
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. Whatever. Some people do not like our Katawa Shoujo videos.
I love them.
I like they're hilarious.
Okay,
it's because we don't take something seriously that maybe should be taken seriously, but we don't care.
No, but you know what? We're not going to get into this.
Yeah.
Just let us know how you
flame
feel.
Flame jokes, Steve.
Steve, flame jokes.
Okay. All right. So this one comes from C. Braga.
C. Braga
says...
C. Braga, we love you.
Why did the campers go to the abandoned apartment building?
What?
I don't know, Steve. Why did they go to the abandoned apartment
building? Because they were playing
Counter-Strike? Because it was full of scary stories.
I don't get it.
Because they're camping.
And scary stories.
You tell scary stories.
Yeah.
But the apartment building is comprised of stories? Ha!
Yeah, it's a pretty lame joke.
Oh my god, my head hurts.
It's awesome that someone said this is a joke that G didn't get.
Yeah. You just flew right over his head, which means that you are clearly more intelligent than him.
Wow. I'm fucking
there you go.
Yeah.
Anyway. C. Braga.
C. Braga, kudos.
Thank you, buddy.
You know what, though? The lame jokes, and I've realized this, you never can guess the punchline to the lame joke.
Yeah,
no, you can sometimes.
I've never been able to.
Like the microwaves one I figured out.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Oh, that was
bad. That was a super lame joke.
Anyways.
Okay, so guys... is there anything that you've been up to that you want to
talk about?
I thought
we had fucking two lame jokes. What the fuck?
No, we don't. We don't have a good joke. You're right. We have two lame jokes.
No. Okay, fine. Fine. We'll do this.
I was promised.
We'll do this your way, Clint.
Son of a bitch. Come on, man.
So, kudos to Steve Braga for sending us a lame joke.
Yeah.
But no kudos to anybody else because we don't have any good jokes. I don't have a good joke. I'm not prepared, so I'm not going to tell one. So this week, we have two lame jokes.
You let us down, isn't
yeah,
it?
This is what happens.
We are giving no kudos to anyone.
No, Braga, thank you for sending us something.
No kudos.
Thank you, Braga, but maybe send us a good joke next time.
Okay, let's not start giving shit to like the one guy.
No, like we asked them to send us lame and or good jokes.
Yeah, and or.
Yeah.
And it's just I was kind of hoping for a good joke.
Yeah.
Like that was so lame that it was actually somewhat good, but
it seems like the lame jokes are sometimes our better jokes, so let's see how this one fares.
All right. A man goes to a psychiatrist and says, "Doc, my brother's crazy. He thinks he's a chicken." The doctor says, "Why don't you turn him in?" The guy says, "We would, but we need the eggs."
What the fuck was that? That was horrible.
That's what happens when you don't send us good ones.
That's actually just kind of...
Is there even a fucking punchline there?
That's actually, you know what, that's actually kind of, like, weird.
No, that's just kind of creepy. It's just like...
I feel lesser for listening to that.
No, like, why is he laying eggs in the first...
How is he laying
No, eggs? Like, I think the implication there is that the Does guy who thinks his brother features? Is crazy is actually just crazy. Like, he just has a chicken and he
You may
his
think
brother.
It's far-fetched, but then again, Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
There you go.
It's true.
There you go.
Yeah. How are they even... Never mind. Can we just move on?
All right, so what are we talking about?
Oh, God.
You know, actually, since we're on the topic of Michael Bay...
Oh, God.
And it was recently April Fool's Day this Sunday.
Yeah, because Michael Bay.
Okay, why don't we talk about some of our favorite April Fool's Day jokes?
He's a caricature.
I actually have a bunch of April Fool's Day jokes which I enjoyed. But does anyone else have some funny jokes that happened over the weekend?
I'm not gonna lie, I avoided the internet. So
I actually it didn't help that April Fool's fell on a weekend.
I know. Yeah, on Sunday it's a lot quieter.
Yeah, nobody's like at work pretending to work.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. We do it too.
Nobody is at work pretending to work.
Hey, man, I get shit done.
That's like 85% of my job. Yeah. Most stuff that I do for the website is done while on the clock. FYI.
There you go.
So that is because we almost all have full-time jobs.
And
run
a
website.
To stay hired.
We have full-time and part-time jobs.
Yeah. And run the website.
Quite difficult. So does anyone have any like funny April Fool's Day jokes that they noticed on the internet?
I think what Jay's trying to say is, I have a funny April Fool's Day joke.
I have a bunch of them, but I would like someone else to start.
But I'm going
to
start. Right. I actually really like the 80s Mass Effect
that was amazing.
Cartoon that was awesome. On IGN. I thought that was probably their best one yet. I remember watching the April Fool's, the Zelda one.
Yeah, that was the movie trailer last year.
Was it last year?
I think it was last year.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Last year.
This one was better, though. Because it was actually awesome. And the production, and they had Jessica Chobot on it, which made it funnier.
She totally came in and she's like... Yeah.
And they drawed her like the way her character was on the show, where like her legs are extremely spread apart.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
Nobody's legs are really like...
Yeah, she looks weird in Mass Effect 3. Yeah.
All the female characters look weird. They have like huge gap.
Yeah.
It's like they're...
Huge gap syndrome?
Yeah, they mind the gap, but it's like big gap.
I don't know, they're bull-legged. It's like they were riding horses.
Yeah, they have like gigantic hips and skinny legs.
They have HGS. It's a problem.
HGS. Yeah.
Huge gaps.
But I liked how they basically made the that one alien race like the freaking snarf guy.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, Earth Clan.
What are they called?
Oh, the fucking
Volus.
Volus.
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't know what any of those people in Mass Effect are.
Are you done?
I haven't finished Mass Effect yet because I don't have time. But anyways.
Yes. Okay, there was a bunch, pretty much a lot of them from Google over the weekend I thought were very hilarious. There was the Google Maps 8-bit version or the NES Google Maps.
That was actually awesome. I loved when it drew the path.
Yeah, essentially, you see the little Dragon Warrior character just walking down towards, New York to Los Angeles or something, or the other way around. And the little kid, like, talking into the mic to find the Nazca lines. That was very good.
That was pretty funny.
And that's the thing, though. Like, 8-bit is still better than fucking real, like, satellite footage.
8-bit's the shit.
There you go.
Yeah. I love 8-bit.
It's got all 8-bits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, I wish I lived in an 8-bit world.
You did.
Yeah, you did. You do every week Minecraft.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's 8-bits, but
actually,
three
I don't
dimensions.
Live anymore. Definitely don't.
Well, no, you don't live because you died.
Guys, people who don't know, G started Adventures in Minecraft, where he played on hardcore, and if he died, it was over.
Yeah, it's done.
And he died in 3.
Yep, pretty much.
Died in 3 episodes.
3 days.
Yeah.
I'm going to start again.
As Jay said...
I make no promises about surviving long.
As Jay said, that's why you cannot have nice things.
No,
exactly.
Fuck everything up.
Fuck, I got killed. That skeleton fucked me so hard.
Yeah, pretty much. He had no arrows. You weren't ready for him.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
G
Check out G's Adventures of Minecraft. They're actually quite
there
funny.
There was another April Fool's Day joke which I liked, which was the YouTube collection, where it was basically them saying like, "Oh, you could order every video on YouTube on DVD."
That's so good.
That was pretty
good. LaserDisc part was the best.
Yeah, you could order LaserDisc or vinyl.
Google did very well because
Google did very well this April Fool's Day. Season.
Actually, on a grander scale, Google is actually almost always amazingly thematic, even on days I don't even know our days.
Yeah, it's just random shit.
They're always on their thing, and like you can click on like their name Google.
Yeah,
will change and like cool stuff. Like I remember seeing one; it was the Charlie Brown anniversary, and it was like the coolest thing ever. You click on it, it brings you like a page, all this cool stuff, and sometimes they're animated.
Yeah,
so see right now, if Lorenzo was here, he'd be freaking out because he's terrified of Google. But
no, they're a terrifying entity. But I actually think like the people who work at Google, like you could tell that they like. They like, I don't know.
They love what they do.
They do because when you sign up for the job in the job description, it's like, we have tennis courts at our facilities. We have a
pool. A slide.
You get to fuck off every day. As long as you get X and X and X done, you can spend the rest of the time doing whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
So like.
Do they have a grotto?
They might have a grotto. They probably
I don't
do.
Know.
Because if they do, I'm there.
Firefox I would say actually has baby foxes.
There you go.
In their facility.
Why? I would say Google sponsors, but they technically do with AdSense. Anyways,
Google's pretty thematic. I really like their idea.
Do the baby foxes breathe fire?
No.
They should.
They're not on fire. But I like what Google did because they pretty much went with the whole theme of going back instead of going forward with the 8-bit and then like the DVD instead of digital distribution, which is essentially what YouTube does.
Yeah.
It's throwing all people's content online. So they're putting it back into, like, disc form. Thought that was pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. And without YouTube, we wouldn't exist, so that's huge.
Exactly, and both of these videos are actually on YouTube right now, so if you guys wanted to check them out, if you missed them on April Fool's Day, go check them out. They're actually pretty funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, we'll put them in the podcast garbage.
Uh-huh. Jay showed us on his iPad with his black leather smart cover,
you're really
which is beautiful.
This. To be fair, it's not my iPad. This is my mother's iPad. I'm just borrowing it.
But the cover is so much nicer
to discuss with
than my.
It's like how I say this is my parents' house. It's not.
No, but this actually is her iPad. Like,
listen,
I don't use this iPad unless I'm working on a podcast.
I'm having to deal with first world problems here.
First world problems.
I'm talking about polyurethane.
I love that. Okay. Hashtag first world problems. It's like my whole life.
All right, so I have something to say.
All right.
So, Jay, you gave me two copies of Final Fantasy IV. I have not played either one. But...
Fuck!
I was skimming through my iPad last night.
Yep.
And I saw that there is now...
Megan
Final Final Fantasy III
there is Megan
for
Piper
iOS.
Yes,
and let me tell you something. It looks like shit.
Well, yeah, because it's a Nintendo DS game that's been ported over.
Yeah. It's like the 2D trying to make them 3D, but they're still like...
So wait a minute. You
Final cylinders 3? With faces.
Hold on.
You said Final Fantasy III? The one with the black and the white knight? That's a fucking wicked game.
That's a dirty game.
No, but it looks
no,
stupid.
No, you're thinking the wrong game.
We are thinking the wrong game, but it's an awesome game.
What am I thinking of?
So wait, you're thinking of Final Fantasy VI, which is Final Fantasy...
Hold on. You're telling
me... Oh, wait, no. Final Fantasy IV is the one with the paladin and the dark knight.
Okay, yeah, that's
the same.
Which is the one he gave me.
I'm one Final Fantasy.
Okay, so what you're
great
telling
game.
Me? Okay, what you're telling me is that you can't get DS style graphics on a fucking iPad.
No, you.
No,
I'm not.
The thing
saying
is,
it
you
looks,
can get DS style graphics, but that's the problem. It is DS style graphics on an iPad.
I'm not saying the
a Nintendo DS
no,
is like a Nintendo 64, man.
Hold on, I'm not saying that the quality or the hardware performance or whatever isn't there. I'm saying that
it looks like poop.
Do you remember how? Square Enix, whoever the fuck they were when they did this, they went back to the old Final Fantasies and, like, took the 2D shit and, like, made it 3D.
Yeah.
And it looks like cylinders with 2D faces.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah,
it's not like the original, which I'd much rather play.
It's not 8-bit.
No, it's the fucking...
Oh, no one wants that fucking shit.
Pop-up book crap.
It's Square, though. Like, they just need to die.
Okay, so I'm calling out Sega here, since we're talking about iOS games.
How the fuck? That's not on the fucking sheet. You can't just...
It's okay. He never
settle
had
down.
A Nintendo.
Yeah.
Settle down.
Fuck you guys.
SD, motherfucker.
I had a Nintendo. I never had a SNES.
So you had this shit one and not...
I don't need a SNES.
He was too busy playing Shining Force 2, where he was leveling up his rat so he could become a ninja.
He was too busy sucking
He's
dick.
A good ninja.
He's a very good ninja.
Oh, man. Did you just talk about a rat and becoming a ninja and not talk about Ninja Turtles?
Hey.
Yeah.
Wow.
Leave the Michael Bay out of
it. His name was Slate, I believe, right?
Slate. Yeah. Good character. Anyways, let me finish. I'm calling out Sega because today I posted something on the website about Shining Force being put on the 3DS, and it's a Shining Force Game Gear game.
Mm-hmm.
But I really just want to say that Shining Force 1 has been out on iOS for the longest time. I don't know when it came out, but it's been like
really
a while. I can, you know what?
Yeah,
I don't know when exactly it came out. Shining Force.
Shining Force is amazing. It came out July 23rd, 2010. That might have just been the last update. But I just want to say that if the best RPG game I've ever played is Shining Force 2.
Uh-huh.
And I beat that game, I'd have to say, at least 12 or 13 times. On different platforms, all the time. Because I love the game. I think it's fantastic. I love the different characters you get. I want to try different characters. I just love it. Just all over that shit.
Yeah.
It's a great game.
I do not understand.
Peter's fucking broken.
Yeah, Peter's broken. I do not understand why Sega has not released Shining Force 2 on the iOS. And, like, I just want to say this because if you look at the ratings, there's 81 ratings, okay, on the iOS. Every single one of them says, number 2 will make my day. Best strategy game ever is Shining Force 2. Please make Shining Force 2. Absolutely love this game. The second one better. When is it coming out? The sequel is a classic game. Every single one of the comments is amazing game. Where is number 2? Awesome. Can't wait for number 2 to come out. I don't understand what the fuck Sega is doing. They literally have so many people who will download this game. I want to play iOS. All right,
Sega, you heard it here first. Get your shit together.
Get your shit together because I will pay good money. They can price that shit at $10 and I'll still fucking buy.
Jay, do you remember your C++?
No. All right. I don't. But funny story about Shining Force 2, I got it by trading a Genesis copy of Batman Forever. So I think I got the good deal.
You won.
I was like, Batman Forever, this game's terrible. And the guy was like, I'll trade you Shining Force 2 for Batman Forever. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to do that, man. That's kind of hard. I was being sarcastic the entire time. I was trying to get more shit out of him, basically.
I beat it on my Sega Genesis. I beat it on my computer. I got a 3DS version of it because it was emulated. It was fake.
Yeah, you could.
I did a whole bunch of stuff.
We don't support online piracy.
But you own it on the Genesis, so it's not illegal.
No, I own it on the Genesis. I legit bought it.
I legit bought it on the Genesis as well. Well, by buying it, I mean Okay, by buying Shining Force 2 on the Genesis, I mean I have a legal copy, which I got because I bought a Genesis for $10 in a pack of Jolly Ranchers, which came with Batman Forever, and then I traded Batman Forever for Shining Force 2. I lead a pretty good life sometimes, guys.
Jesus, you're like this fucking back alley pirate. What the fuck?
Back alley pirate. Pirates don't work in back alleys. Pirates work on the fucking harbor.
You know what? If you're interested in Shining Force 2,
in the ports,
you could technically get it on Steam, which is kind of retarded because...
You can get what?
You can get Shining Force 2 on Steam.
Which no, I want on my phone so I can play one in the bathroom.
Yeah, I know.
Wow! And that's your garbage.
Pretty much.
Whenever I hear the word like alley or back alley, it's not porn. I think about...
Backdoor Sluts 9.
I think about the Gingers Have Souls 2 video.
The
Gingers Have Souls 2 video.
Oh, where 50s... Where,
no, not that one. The guy is like, Gingers Have Souls 2. Fuck you.
And South Park fucking just...
Yeah.
Did a response. Oh, fucking... Yeah, speak of Gingers Have Souls. I've been playing fucking... South Park Tenement's Revenge. On XBLA.
You didn't seem happy about this yesterday.
No, the review's forthcoming. I'm just going to give you guys a heads up. Yeah, because
it's been sitting in the drafts for months.
It's not been sitting in the drafts for months.
I do my draft purge on the website, and I'm like, Jay, what the fuck? Every time I'm like, Jay, come on.
Hey, man, I start writing sometimes, and I leave
a lot of things hanging. And then, I open it, it's like, you add, like, a sentence, and I'm like...
hey, man, whatever.
Anyways, get to the review.
Regardless, no, this isn't really the review. I'm just going to go ahead and tell anyone that listens to this before they get to read my review, because it's going to be a couple more days, because I still technically haven't beaten the game. Don't buy this game. Don't spend money on this game. It's not worth your time.
And there it is. Yeah. I've come to that conclusion based on the fact that, like, yesterday you sounded like you wanted to throw that game out the window.
Except I can't, because it's digitally on my console and I can never get rid of it.
Yeah, it's tainted forever.
It's tainted.
You gotta zero out that shit.
It's like backdoor rodeo. You can never go back.
Oh. Moving on.
So, guys, Star Wars Kinect.
No!
We're just going to...
When did that get released? Did that get released today?
Yeah.
I don't release today.
Yeah,
is it out today?
Yeah, today.
I don't know, maybe Tuesday. Tuesday's game day.
Yeah, I don't know if anyone's seen the videos on the internet so far. It was sort of soul-crushing to me when I saw it. Like, the first one I saw, I just kind of laughed.
Was it solo-crushing to you?
Yes, it was solo-crushing to me.
And that's cheesy, just like the lyrics. And I actually want to run through some of the lyrics with you guys, because I actually think it's hilarious. What they did was they took popular... songs, popular people, some people, I guess, and they kind of edited some of the words in it to make it funny. But you guys heard the song Bulletproof, I believe. I don't know who sings it. I think it's Christina Aguilera because it sounds like her. But the song kind of goes like, it's about like, listen, this time, baby, I'll be bulletproof or whatever.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And pretty much it's like, it starts, okay, so her lyrics are, do your dirty worst, come out and play when you're hurt. There's certain things that should be left unsaid. So they rechanged it. And then she goes, this time, baby, I'll be bulletproof. So they changed it to say, do your Jedi worst. I'll grab you by your throat and you'll get hurt. So I guess they're talking about like the Sith.
Yeah.
And then it says, there's certain things the Sith will make you dread. This time, baby, I'll be blaster proof.
Oh.
Honestly, that's like a lame joke. It just brought me down.
Yes, it's amazing.
I don't even know what the fuck.
But the best part is when I watched the video, it was actually a stormtrooper who was dancing to it, and like they can't shoot for shit, and they're definitely not blasting.
No, they're definitely not. Hold on a second. Like, I mean,
oh, it's amazing. There's the best one.
Okay,
the second best one is the YMCA, which is like it's fun to be in the YMCA. Mm-hmm. It's great to be in the Empire today. And it's like, we've got everything you need to enjoy. You can hang out with all the droids. That was pretty funny. But the best one is Genie in a Bottle. So if you guys don't know the lyrics to Genie in a Bottle, it's a Christina Aguilera song. Like when she first came out, it was like one of her first songs.
I don't know the lyrics.
It says...
Because I hate Christina Aguilera.
Yeah, I know you don't. But anyways, her main punchline is, if you want to be with me, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You got to rub me the right way.
Yeah.
And now these re-lyrics are amazing. It says, oh... The Wookiee saying, let's go. And she says, oh, my heart is saying, no. It's like, if you want to be with me solo, there's a price to pay. I'm a princess in a battle. You got to join the rebel way.
What the fuck? Okay. Hold on.
I'm fucking dying when I heard that. You have to join the rebel way. It's amazing.
Okay. No, I want to reiterate the question that I posed to people on the website. Who wanted this? Who asked for this?
Nobody asked for it.
Why?
No. If you are a Star Wars fan, middle-aged Star Wars fan, this game is not for you. It's not.
No, but even like the little kids. Do the little kids think, oh, I love that song, fucking Holla Back Girl.
Yes,
I want them
probably
to Star Warsify it.
Yeah, but probably.
So then my parents will actually let me listen to it.
And I mean, really. Like...
she's a princess in a battle.
I don't give a fuck. The point is, the Star Wars license is so fucked up.
You know what makes me laugh?
I swear to God, I'm pretty sure George Lucas will let you use the Star Wars license for anything at this point. Yeah. You'd be like, hey, George Lucas, I want to make a Star Wars porno. And he'd be like, yeah, all right, no problem.
They call it Star Wars.
He is fucking
it
absolutely...
Totally
like, as long as he gets money, I don't think he gives a fuck. Because... This game is fucking unbelievably bad.
Do we talk about this? George Lucas...
Well, to be fair, we have not actually played the game.
What? You... Really?
I don't...
So you want to fucking jump around in your basement like a fucking idiot?
No, I don't.
As Princess Leia? Because that's going to sell you on the idea?
No, but I'm saying, like... You're forgetting about the entire part of the game where you get to say, lightsaber on!
Yeah, right. That's even dumber than... Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Hey.
I honestly didn't think there'd be a game worse than The Force Unleashed 2. I'm glad I was proven wrong.
That game wasn't bad. It was just... It was like they had like a day to make a game. And they're like, well, let's just make a game that's like 3 hours fucking long. And that game was short and pointless.
Bro, not as short and pointless as fucking Star Wars Kinect. That's fucking... fuck. Fuck.
No, that one's like a practical... Like, it's fitting that it's April. Because I believe that's the April Fools and all Star Wars fans.
I swear to God,
pretty much.
People are gonna buy this game.
No, you're right. People will buy this game.
You fucking dumb fucks.
No, they'll purchase it.
They're gonna buy it because it has Star Wars smacked on it.
Fuck.
Star Wars sells.
That's not Star Wars!
Fuck! No, but this is what's gonna happen. This is what's gonna happen. A fan of Star Wars is gonna be like, Star Wars Kinect, I get to be a Jedi and fight things with my lightsabers. They're gonna turn on.
Dance like a fucking
and they're gonna have to dance to Hologram Girl before they get to fight her some. I don't even know, man.
But guys, she's a princess in a battle.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Should join the rebel way.
Okay, I'm going to blow your mind from a completely different angle right here.
Please, God.
Because Ashton Kutcher is going to play Steve Jobs.
Who the fuck casted that
in an but look at this picture. He looks like fucking Steve Jobs.
He does actually look like Steve Jobs in the early years.
The last movie, he acted in passively. He was like,
okay, I just want to say something.
Butterfly Effect was a great movie.
That was a good movie, and he was good in it.
And then he literally shit crap for like 12 fucking years after that.
And then he did Punk'd.
Yeah. Then he was like,
okay, he's done stupid shit, but I think he could do a good job here. And apparently...
I hope so.
Apparently, he's very passionate about the role, and it's an independent film, so...
Sure, he's passionate about the role.
What?
That looks like
that's
him.
That's innuendo right there.
Mike. No. I, you know what?
He looks like him.
I know he does.
No. I'm sure he's passionate about the role because all of his other roles have been absolutely fucking shit.
Look at it.
Check out the podcast garbage for this podcast because we have a lot of stuff to be there. This picture will be there.
Because honestly, like seriously, the guy's on 2.5 fucking men.
Yeah, that's pretty sad.
Like, yeah. Dude, where's my car?
I forgot that he was on 2.5 men.
Yeah, because he's fucking terrible.
That's because that show died in my heart when Thing left.
That show died in my heart when I saw, like, the third episode.
Season... They're, like, season 8 men? Now.
The point is, really though, like Ashton Kutcher hasn't been in a good movie in forever. So, like...
The best part was when he wakes up in Butterfly Effect with no hands. He goes, what the fuck? Best part. I think I rewinded it, like, 100 times. It was amazing. But
okay, anyway, it's gonna be an independent film. I'm gonna give it a chance.
It might be good. I always give independent
films. And it's sad. I know, right? We had a whole discussion about that last week.
I love independent
films. The movie will start...
Mega 64 says, if you're not indie, fuck you.
Independent film.
Yes, it does.
No, it does.
Nice.
Yes, it does.
Porn doesn't count.
Yes, it does. When you stick a camera in the room and she doesn't know, it's independent film. Continue.
Okay.
Pretty sure that's illegal.
It says the movie will start in 1971 when the partnership of Jobs and Apple co-founder Steve Wozniak began. From there, we'll detail the early years of Apple, the recruiting of former CEO John Sculley, brother of Dana Sculley, as well as the ouster of Jobs.
No.
From Apple.
I know he's not a real person.
From his triumph and return. Anyway, that's something.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie. I had nothing today. Because I came here from school, and here's something.
There you go.
It is. Steve he fulfilled his duty.
He contributed more than Lorenzo did today.
Yeah, fuck him.
Oh, why are you playing Lorenzo?
Oh, he's going to get so fucking rattled.
He's going to kill me.
By the way, that was courtesy of Apple Insider.
Thank you, Apple.
You guys want to check it out? We can link you up. Check out the picture.
Steve's a fan of Apple products.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not even a little.
Wait, disclaimer, though. If they make something shit, I will not support it. I'm just saying that I'm happy with the stuff that I have.
Yeah.
Apple hasn't made
a shit product in like 20 years.
That's the thing.
They shit gold.
They don't even have like
they are Tyler
real
Lannister.
Competition.
Hey-o.
They don't have the same sort of innovative competition, and it's a little scary because they're slated, according to Apple Insider, to become the world's first $1 trillion company by 2014. And I'm just afraid that when you have a powerhouse who's innovative and whatever, you can become complacent if you get too big, right?
That's true.
So I'm just, I hope that they...
Look what happened to Sony, right?
They stay competitive.
Yeah, when you print money, it's kind of hard to, like, give a fuck. I mean, you're printing money.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about that.
That's true. I mean, like, that's perfectly true. I mean, Sony was on top in the video game console generations for...
PS2 was PS1. Insanity!
Yeah, the PS1 and the PS2, they were basically on top.
There's, like, fucking 2 billion games on the PS... What the fuck?
Yeah, and then the Xbox 360 came out and they were...
No.
They kind of petered off.
It.
It was I think it was the $599 thing. But anyways,
they petered off, did they?
Oh, yeah, the
peters have been brought up a lot.
Yeah,
they petered off.
All I know is like the PS2 had like the fucking. I honestly don't think we'll ever see a game library for a console as big as the PS2's game library. That game, it's fucking dumb.
Yeah, which is kind of funny because the PS2 era is the era which I played the least amount of. Video games.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, it was weird.
I know.
It was really dumb.
It was fucking unreal.
Mm-hmm. But since we're on the topic of, like, Sony and the PS2, there was some new information about the PS4 that might be coming out.
Not just soon-ish. The PS4, even the Xbox shit.
Well, yeah, but that information's been around for a while, though, about the Xbox.
Yeah, well, actually, the PS4 one has been rumors circulating.
Well, yeah. they're still both rumors. Nothing.
Yeah, they're still both rumors. They're not...
It's not like the Wii U, where, like, we know that the system's a piece of crap, but... Read my article. Anyway. well, we're not going to get into that.
It's on thatsyogarbage.com /Xbox.
I don't know shit.
Yeah, exactly. You gave me
I play Fortune Street. That's
you're like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but yeah. Anyway, basically, fucking rumors have come out that like the PS4 and the new, I don't know, what is it, 720? What are we calling it now?
I don't know, what the fuck?
The next generation consoles, basically.
The next generation consoles from Sony and Microsoft are going to be like, they're going to focus on digital distribution, and then there's going to be, like, if you really want disc-based games, because you're one of those people who just likes to have a shit fucking ton of DVD cases all over your fucking living space, they still have physical copies of the game.
Probably. Buy the YouTube collection today.
Right. Exactly. Like.
Yeah, so if you want to go buy it, what's the problem?
Right, if you want to go to an EB Games and buy your game, you
or
still...
Walmart or Future Shop,
yeah, whatever.
Or Best Buy.
You still theoretically have the option to go into a store and buy it. Or you just fucking download it, like, on launch day, and you're you don't have to go fucking deal with people.
I want
to
preload
drive,
like
park,
on Steam.
Spend gas,
but like,
whatever.
Are they going to charge the same price?
But I want to mention something.
It'll probably be... might be a little bit cheaper for digital distribution because you're not paying for the actual packaging.
But that's just the thing. That's not just it. Like... Pushing digital distribution is one thing, because they've been doing that for a while now anyways.
It's gonna be the same price.
I mean, Xbox has... You can literally buy Xbox games on Xbox Live.
Yeah, but not all the new releases are there on launch day. Some of them take like a month.
Some of them take a while.
Which is... That's dumb, because you're not going to wait a month.
Okay, but...
Yeah, it's
but,
stupid.
But here's what I want to say, and there's two things I'm concerned. Number one, the Xbox Next Generation and the PS4 Next Generation better have huge, huge hard drives. Number one. Don't speak yet. Number two, I hate... Downloading games. I hate waiting there, downloading a game. When I had my PSP Go, 3 hours or two hours I've been to download the Metal Gear Solid game.
Yeah, especially on Sony servers. Like, Steam actually has fast servers, so
if
you download a game
quick.
On Steam, it's good.
The thing is...
So that's my issue. My issue is I would rather drive to the store, which is 5 minutes from my house, pick up the game, come home, put the disc in, and play it, and have it, number one, killing my bandwidth, number two, taking me an hour or more to download.
I completely agree with you. But
and number three, wasting hard drive space.
But you live in Canada, and these systems are going to be like built to fucking work in the U.S.
No, but even in the U.S., they're starting to have download caps.
They're starting to have download caps.
Not like us. It's not the same.
I believe I think it's Comcast has a 250 gig cap.
Yeah, that's way higher than what we have.
Yeah,
I have 150 gigs.
Yeah, because you're ridiculous. I'm pretty sure my cap's 60.
My cap's 60.
So yeah, I download three games a year and three games a month, and then it's done. Two games a month.
But that's not just it, though. Yeah.
The point is, they're still that's their focus. That's what they want to do. They want to like, even if you buy the hard copy, it comes with a fucking code. Once you put it in a disk drive, system reads the code, links it to your system, and now you can't fucking trade that game in.
Yeah, that's the other thing they were trying to do.
That's the whole point. They don't give a fuck about like digital distribution. Like, digital distribution is
already
good for them.
Yeah. I mean, I could see the digital distribution thing going because Sony's already doing that with the PlayStation Vita. Every game on retail is already on the PS Store.
Yeah. If the PS4 comes out with like a 28 terabyte hard drive or some shit, digital distribution's fine. But, I mean, that's not what they give a fuck about. That's a good thing for them because they don't have to fucking pay to make the game, print the disc, print the book. Get the art for
the books. They don't even print the
books. Are
you kidding
me?
No shit. I know.
The books are ridiculous. Books now is like a piece of paper.
But the point is, they still have to fucking make that shit. Digital distribution, none of that shit happens.
You know what I miss?
And
is the books that came with those good old SNES games.
Exactly.
That's right.
But Mike would know about that. But they cater to the fucking consumer with digital distribution. They don't have to fucking go through, like, no middleman. It's straight to the consumer, which is awesome.
But the game's going to be cheaper.
No, probably, like, fucking $10, tops. You're not going to save a shit ton of money.
Yeah, on the PlayStation Network for the Vita games, they're, like, 10% cheaper.
Yeah, because there's still fucking standardized pricing. They're still going to charge you a fucking arm and a leg. The point is, they're not doing it to... They don't give a fuck about the consumer. What they don't want is they don't want mom and dads that buy games for their kids to fucking show up at EB Games or GameSpot or Walmart, whatever the fuck where you buy used games, and fucking just buy this game for like $30 and the developer gets dick all fuck all nothing. They don't give a fuck about... Like, digital distribution's awesome for them, but they really don't give a shit about how you feel about it. What they want is you not to be able to buy used games. That's what they want.
Yeah, but we already know that because they've been putting online passes and everything under the fucking sun nowadays.
That's just like the next step. This is like the big fuck you to GameSpot and fucking EB Games.
And at this point, we're getting to the whole point. We're getting to the whole state where essentially the next generation consoles are just going to be fucking PCs. At that point, why are you buying a console?
You're gonna have to put in a fucking code and that's it.
Like,
but I think
technology's
all converging in a sense anyway. It's all becoming one thing.
So how does this affect GameStop, EB Games,
no,
all
both.
Those games. Because now if people...
No, essentially they'll be fucked.
So even if 10% of the people who were buying it at the stores are now buying it online, that's a lot of money lost for the middleman. So and then, like, you get rid of the used games, so they're losing a good chunk of the people who go to their store.
Yeah, because... Honestly, like...
Well, they'd be losing all of the people that go to the store.
Yeah, so they're effectively cutting out the middleman.
I will not be buying games online and downloading them. Mm-hmm. For the reasons I've mentioned, aforementioned.
Yeah, so what essentially will happen is that you'll still be going to the store to buy the
games. But you'll buy new games.
Except GameStop won't actually have a good revenue source because GameStop makes money because they buy and sell used games.
Yeah.
They don't make good money on buying new games.
Yeah, they make money, but not enough.
No,
for,
it's
like,
it's
business.
Fucking... They make jack shit.
Yeah, it's not
when I used to work at Toys R Us, I this is a long time ago, so I'm sure the numbers have changed since then, but I'd be in the back doing, like, the, when we used to get shipments in for inventory, and it would tell the prices that the company bought it for. And it would be somewhere around, like, $37, $39. They'd be turning around and selling it for, like, $49. Something they got for, like, $54, $55, they'd be selling for $59.
Yeah, they're not making a lot of money.
So they're not making a lot of money at all.
I'm pretty sure those margins have gone down over the years, too.
Like, last week, my nephew, he called me, and he asked me why his friend... He was telling his friend about Uncharted 3. He's like, oh, this game's really good. You should fucking get it. And the kid, not my nephew, his friend, went to his mom and was like, Mommy, I want Uncharted 3. So the mom goes out, drives to EB Games, buys a pre-owned copy of Uncharted 3, drives back, gives it to her son, is like, here you go, Uncharted 3. So my nephew's like, all right, let's play multiplayer. This kid goes, fucking tries to play multiplayer. He needs to get an online pass.
Yeah, $10. There you go.
The kid's like, I don't know. I'm bad with ages. I think my nephew's like 9, so that means his friend's probably the same age. How the fuck's a 9-year-old gonna understand an online pass?
Because when you're younger, you only have friends the same age. It's true.
You do.
That's just how it works.
And legitimately,
which means,
like,
Jay and I can't be friends.
I mean, I didn't even understand how cracked fucking PC
games were
I was in grade fucking 8. The point is, like, their parents don't know what the fuck they're doing.
The parents are going to buy the thing that's cheaper.
Yeah, that kid's
not realizing that they're essentially cutting their kid out of half of the fucking game.
Yeah, they have no idea.
And in order for them to buy the online pass after, because you can go to fucking EB Games right now and try to buy a used copy of Uncharted, it's $55 instead of $59.99.
Yeah, so you're saving money, but then you got to go home and put... And then the
kid you're saving $5.
Yeah.
And then you got to go put in $10 to
make the difference. Exactly, you're losing money. But the point is... You know, you buy your kid a game, and then all of a sudden your kid shows up and goes, hey, Mommy, I need the credit card because I got to fucking buy an online pass.
I got a question for you, Mike.
Yeah.
If it comes down to download only and these middlemen, i.e. the people who sell the games in stores, are completely cut out of the loop, because that's what these big corporations are actually doing to them.
That's what they want.
Right?
That's what they want.
So if it comes down to that, what are you going to do?
Honest, I know you were asking Mike this question, but I think I can answer it. In all honest truth, I'm not against digital distribution in any sense of the word. I use Steam all the time.
I love digital distribution.
But what I don't agree with is if they're going to still have these brick and mortar stores hanging around, basically using them to
brick and mortar,
because that's what they are. They're brick and mortar stores. They're essentially using these companies.
He's not wrong. He had the right term.
Yeah,
get the fuck out.
I just want the point that we're using very good vocabulary today.
The point is they're getting
petered, brick and mortared.
Yeah.
Guys, keep going with this.
No, but they're using these stores to push their products. Like, there's no jokes about it. GameStop, you go to GameStop, you'll see a fucking giant. Yeah, there's ads all over the place. They have TV shows telling you which games you should buy, which are coming out. These people are advertising for them. They're giving them free advertising, and what they're doing is they're going to be killing these stores with digital distribution.
Yeah, they're fucking them.
But they've been fucking them already.
No, but now they're really fucking them.
I got nothing against digital distribution. If I have to choose, I'd rather go digital distribution, but my choice for digital distribution will be Steam because they treat their customers right.
But yeah.
I'm not going to talk about it. A question? I want to answer the question, and then you can talk.
Yeah, no. I have to answer the question, too. Go ahead.
Okay, but he asked me, so yeah, fuck you guys. Get him.
Hurry the fuck up.
Okay? Thank you, Steve, for asking
me. Hurry the hell up already. Porco Troia. There wasn't enough Italian in this episode because Lorenzo's not here.
That's a terrible swear.
Andiamo.
That's a terrible...
I just said pig whore. It's
the
not
best,
that bad.
The best Italian thing is IU to me. Anyways.
No, the best is when Lorenzo gets really rattled and he says, La Madonna Poverino di Dio. I don't even know what it means, but it's probably really bad.
Google it.
Okay, whatever right now. I will hope it won't be a full and 100% digital distribution, that if they're going to cut out the middleman, they'll still have a service that I could, you know, maybe pre-order the game from PlayStation... like Sony or Microsoft or whatever, and like
they'll ship it
buy it for their store online, and they can ship it to me the day it comes up.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not
because I really and I hope you guys agree with me, but we do not have the bandwidth, we do not have the allowance from our current companies to download games. I also don't have the patience to wait there for 2 hours while a game is downloading when I could have just bought it to the store.
Well, yeah, no, you're perfectly right.
The thing is, if they do digital distribution as their main way of getting,
I'll stop playing games.
Hold on. I'm pretty sure that if they do digital distribution
I won't be happy about it.
As like their main distribution method, they're going to have a way where if you pre-order a game, it'll download onto your system and not be playable until the day that the game
launches. Already have that on Steam. It's called preloading. And they have it on Origin as well.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure they're going to do something like that where you download the game the day before it launches and on launch day it's ready to go.
Okay, but that still doesn't solve my bandwidth problem. They give me extra bandwidth? Is Sony going to come and say, you know what,
Mike? You have to understand.
We're going to call Rogers for you. We're going to give you an extra 80 gigs.
You have to understand that.
Because we can do that. We can wear dicks around.
I don't even know, like 5% of the fucking
game. Dude, Sony doesn't even have the common decency to get servers that are like, half fucking decent, they don't give a fuck about
what
I mean. I know they're not going to do that.
Like, I'm happy the PSN is free and all, but I'd be willing to pay, which technically I already do because I'm a PS Plus subscriber because I want all that free shit.
Right.
But like, well, free shit, but they give you a lot of stuff on PlayStation
Plus. Jay loves spending money.
But the point is, okay.
I cannot get over. We need to do a whole article about the useless shit that Jay bought.
I just want
to
say
so much money.
What is
that for that?
I just want to end this topic on this one thing. If you're going to go digital distribution or discs that like lock into your system, and once you fucking put the disc in the drive, you basically you own that game for life.
Okay? Wait a minute, wait, whose phone was that?
That wasn't mine.
Whose was that?
What was that?
My phone's not even in here.
Because
it's over there.
When that happens, the
God kills the Cretan.
Beer is bought. That's what happens. Yeah. So whoever's guilty
was me. Anyway,
totally
so let me finish fucking talking. If
my phone's right here, and I have no messages because I'm unpopular.
If they're gonna go digital distribution. Or, once you purchase a game, it locks to your system and you're basically fucked. You own that game for life. All that's going to result in is everybody, other than Jay, buying less games. Because I'm not going to buy games. Like, if you and Pimmy come up to me and go, hey, let's fucking go buy Borderlands 2. It's him, isn't it?
So much beer. You're buying beer.
He's buying, two rounds of beers for two. Right.
Apparently... programs on the App Store decided to say, hey, even though I say, hey, no, don't give me fucking push notifications. They're like, hey, push notifications.
Yeah, they're pushing that shit.
Basically, if you and Pippi come to me and say, hey, gee, let's get fucking Borderlands 2. I know Borderlands 2 is coming out on the current generation, but I'm just saying as an example.
Yeah.
You say, there's this really cool shooter, like, multiplayer game that we're gonna buy. But once you buy that game, you fucking own it for life. I'm not gonna fucking buy it, because you know what? I like you. I like Pimmy, but I like money more than you and Pimmy. So, I'm not gonna fucking spend $60 on a fucking game that I own forever to play with you and Pimmy for like a month and a half. And then, I'm never gonna touch it again. No offense. I love you guys. I do, really. But like, I played Borderlands with you and Pimmy for maybe a month. I own all the DLC. I've never played any of it. Because you know what? We fucking started playing other fucking games. So, if you're gonna make me buy a game forever, I'm going to make damn sure that it's going to be worth the money.
So
I'm not going to take any
you're either going to buy it on a sale, on a Steam sale, or you're going to
not buy it. I'm not going to take chances. I'm not going to be like, Jake could come to me and be like, hey, G, I played this fucking game 2 weeks ago. It's really good. You should try it. Guess what, Jay? I can't fucking rent it. I can't fucking borrow it from you. And I'm fucking not going to spend any goddamn money because I might hate this fucking game.
Gee, why are you yelling at me?
Because so I'm not looking at you.
To play a little devil's advocate here.
Basically, fuck you, game companies, because now I'm not going to take any chances. Convince me to spend my money. Cheers.
Yeah, that's the one thing they forget. So, honestly, a lot of used games, like used game sales, help fund new game sales.
To play devil's advocate here, what I want to say is a game like Borderlands, and I know you said we only played it for a month, and then we fucked off and played something else. Now, to bring strength to his argument, but to kind of counteract his argument at the same time.
Fucked up.
That's science.
Go on.
Yeah, it is science. That's what I do here at TYG.
Right now, God created a universe. Didn't you?
So, maybe this will allow us to play that game longer because we won't be whittling around with other bullshit.
No shit, yeah. There's no bullshit now. I'm not paying for it.
So, essentially, G is right because we'll spend more time playing certain games. Like, he was saying, I'm not going to buy Borderlands because after a month we start playing other games. If we like Borderlands and we don't want to spend money on other games because we don't want to try other games, we might actually spend more time playing Borderlands.
Basically, this is how it works out. If I was given the choice between buying Skyrim or buying Fable 3, I'd fucking buy Skyrim and I'd shit all over Fable 3.
Yeah.
How are you going to sell a bullshit game like Fable 3 in a market where people have to fucking
keep the
game
forever?
This might
fix a big problem going on right now in the gaming industry where they're coming out with a lot of
bullshit games. You can't make bullshit games because no one's going to buy them.
Yeah.
We're all going to wait. No one's going to pre-order, except people with crazy amounts of money. I'm not going to pre-order any more games.
Jay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have crazy amounts of money.
I'm not going to pre-order any more fucking games.
Pretty sure your iPad cover is $80.
Oh!
And he went there. I'm not going to pre-order games anymore.
The pants I'm wearing are not even.
I don't want to fucking have to go to EB Games and be like, yeah, I pre-ordered this game and I got to buy it, but, you know, it's going to be a shit game. I'm not pre-ordering anymore. I'm not buying games on fucking whims anymore. I'm not fucking taking fucking people's recommendations of games anymore because I don't trust anybody enough to be like, here's $80. Take my $80. I'm going on Jay's opinion of a game I've never seen before. Anyway, let's talk about something else because that was like 25 minutes.
Things will unfold. We're very excited to see what happens.
We'll be following it.
We're upset at the same time.
We'll follow it because
you'll hear more. I'm sure you will.
I'm very upset. No.
So now I want to talk about our favorite horror movie. And who wants to start? Favorite horror movie. Get the listeners a chance.
I'd like to start.
All right.
Actually, I thought that we were going to do favorite horror moment, which is very different from horror movie.
We could technically do both.
Let's do favorite horror moment.
Because
I say do both.
No, it's easier. No, it's easier.
Okay, this is going to sound crazy.
I have struck the gavel.
Shit.
This is going to sound crazy, but I'm actually going to draw from the film Scarface, which is not a horror movie.
It's not horror at all.
Out of this conversation.
It's a horror movie.
Because
there's
But allow me to explain, okay? This shit's controversial. So, I enjoy psychological horror. I like to picture things instead of having to be shown every gruesome detail, like Hostel, which was fucking absurd and ridiculous.
But that's not a horror movie. That's a fucking torture porn movie.
Okay.
Torture porn movie? Is that what you said?
And you know what? I just want to get on this. Torture porn?
Yeah, there's horror movies and then there's torture porn.
What's torture porn?
Where people get tortured and disfigured. And people are like, oh my god, yeah.
They were like getting fucked.
No, they're not actually getting fucked in a torturous
that's way.
That's a whole other thing.
I'm not talking about some sort of sexual thing. I'm talking about a nickname for shitty movies.
Did you hear what I said?
Saw.
Awesome.
I watched the whole movie? I watched Hostel on Halloween night at the theater and I was high.
What?
And it was fucked up.
Do you want to live?
I don't. Clearly that night, I was so... Okay, if this makes any sense, I was so, like, fucked up from that movie.
From drinking milk.
I have long since quit such things. But anyway, like you, my friend.
Yeah, I know. We are sober. Oh, my God.
No, we're not.
I had a beer later.
So anyway, that movie was so fucked up. Movie was so fucked up that I actually started laughing at the retarded parts, worst parts, because I didn't know how to deal with it. It was that, like, it's
just... people looking at you in the theater, but I thought you were fucked up.
You know what? Scientifically, laughter is, like, your brain's way of dealing with shit that it doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
like, when you laugh
at
a joke, it's because you don't get the, like, your brain can't handle the truth, basically.
Yeah. I've been trying to forget that movie for a long time. Anyway, I like psychological horror. I like stuff that, you know, make us work a bit. We'll use our heads, and it's scarier that way because it becomes a little more personal, right?
Right, yeah, exactly.
So anyway, the reason I brought up Scarface was that one scene where the guy's getting chainsawed in the fucking shower.
That's terrible.
They don't show it. They just show him fucking scared as shit about to get chainsawed.
Yeah.
They show the guy going at him with the chainsaw, and then they brilliantly pan off with the camera to the tiles, and all you hear is, and then you see the blood splatter on the tiles. That's good shit.
That's good.
That's fucking
right,
good horror. And that's not even a horror film.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like,
that scene
that's how it's done.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So do you have any other favorite horror moments or a favorite horror movie? Because I'd say we just do both, whatever.
I do. Because when I was a kid, when I was like 10 or 11, actually...
There's a Peach and Idri.
Yes.
I had a horror phase. I went to Blockbuster and when it was open and and literally spent like a few months, I rented every single horror movie they had.
What is wrong with
you? I think it was just one of those times in your life when death becomes like, when you truly understand death and then you like want to... I don't know. It was weird.
You truly
and then
understand
you try to understand death by watching Friday the 13th.
No, okay. It didn't take me till I was 11 to understand what death was. But I think it was just one of those times in your life.
I understand what you're saying.
You know what? I don't know what I'm trying to say, but you understand.
Yeah, I get
good. Anyway.
Because really, I believe
somebody
I'm immortal.
Gets 50% of TYG at this podcast.
I'm the drunk one, though, so I probably don't.
Yeah, continue.
I've got to say, people want to say The Exorcist, but I'm going to say, like, Halloween 1.
Mm.
might be my fave. With horror franchises, they get really fucked up really fast. You know how sequels get retarded?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no fucking apologies there.
Yeah, how many Final Destination movies are there? How many Saw movies
are there? Jason in fucking space. Saw 1.
Jason X.
Yeah. Jason in space. Saw 1 was actually really good.
Yeah, and now there's, like, Saw 26.
I'd say Saw 1 is my favorite, like, modern horror. And Halloween 1 is my favorite classic.
Honestly, Saw movies come out every Halloween. It's like...
My favorite...
How?
My favorite Saw moment was when I noticed that the guy from Robin Hood Men in Tights was in the movie. So anyway...
Before or after he got killed.
Mm-hmm. And he survives till the end.
It's true. It's true.
It's the Robin Hood Men in Tights guy. He's amazing. Right. Love that guy. I watched Robin Hood Men in Tights so many times when I was a kid. I loved it. I thought it was
fun. I never saw it until I was an adult.
I thought it was hilarious.
I've never seen it, so high five.
So now we're back onto horror movies. Mm-hmm. Jay...
Well, I don't really... It's weird, because these movies are my favorite horror movies, but not because they're good, but because they're so stupid that they make me laugh. Like, I don't actually have horror movies that I actually enjoyed. Not really. I guess, like, the closest thing I can think of is Red Dragon, though that's not really a horror movie. Or maybe Silence of the Lambs. Does that count?
That's a horror movie.
Okay, so Silence of the Lambs and Red Dragon.
He eats people, man. Figure it out.
So, yeah, basically, if that's the case, then Silence of the Lambs and Red Dragon are my two favorite horror movies, but my two favorite horror movies that I like to laugh at are Final Destination 2 and Wrong Turn. You guys know what Wrong Turn is?
Yes.
Don't, please don't talk about Wrong Turn.
No, it's Wrong Turn.
Wrong Turn is great because it's Inbred Killers. It's just, they're Inbred Killers.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, just another way.
Is that the one with the chicks running around in the forest with chainsaws?
I don't know, man. All I can say is, like, apparently being inbred makes you superhuman in Wrong Turn universe. But I want to talk about Final Destination 2 a little bit because that movie was so, like, is legit. I watched this when I was a kid. No one really survives.
In one of them, somebody survives.
You can't cheat that.
There's always someone that survives at the end, at all of them. There's always at least one, or maybe.
In Final Destination 3, no one survives. I know for sure.
Okay, well, in Final Destination 2, someone survives, but then in the end, something happens.
Yeah, but she dies in Final Destination 3.
Oh, well, yeah, that's
right. She comes out of the padded room, and
that's right.
Right away, Death is like, fuck you, bitch!
No, man, that's Final Destination 2.
Is it?
That's Final Destination 2 where that girl dies.
All I know is some bitch gets killed.
It was the girl. There's a girl who survives Final Destination 1 and a girl who survives Final Destination 2. I don't know if they die in later on ones. Well, obviously, from 1 dies in 2.
Yeah.
But let me that movie was a comedy movie to me because the most ridiculous shit just kept happening. Like, a pane of fucking glass falls on the kid.
Oh, that guy got smushed. Yeah, Final Destination 2.
It's just why is there construction going on in the middle of a fucking busy street? Like, why is that happening?
And why is it not fenced off?
Yeah, exactly. Why is there Apple product placement fucking everywhere? what else was there? Why did that guy get fucking cut in half by barbed wire exploding? Why did that kid... even the ending. I'm ruining the ending of Final Destination 2 to you guys.
Oh, the guy at the barbecue?
The kid goes to the barbecue and it blows up. Like, I don't think this actually happened, but me and my friends were making a joke at the time saying that fucking a piece of his foot should just land on top of a burger and someone just took a bite out of it. Because that's how fucking retarded the whole movie was.
Yeah.
I watched Final Destination 2 because it legitimately makes me laugh at how stupid it is.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb.
But my favorite horror movie, definitely, I don't even need to talk about it. You just need to watch Silence of the Lambs, and I know Red Dragon isn't necessarily one of the more popular movies in that series. It's better than Hannibal, but it's also very good. I like it.
Okay, so just what are your favorite horror moment? Do you have a favorite horror moment?
Horror moment.
You're saying horror really funny.
Yeah, that's because I always say horror.
Horror?
No, that's really difficult for me, because I really don't watch that many horror movies.
Favorite horror moment?
Jenna
Hayes.
I don't know, I really don't watch that many horror movies. Like, when I do watch them, a lot of the times I'll see it and I'll be thinking, like, why doesn't she just punch that bitch? You know what I mean? Like, I've seen Scream and it's like just...
You know what? Video games ruin horror movies.
No, it's true. Video games literally ruin horror movies. Like, I'm watching The Ring and that guy's freaking out at the end because he's like, oh no, the stupid little girl's coming down, she's gonna kill
me. Unplug the TV.
Yeah, unplug the TV.
If that doesn't work, destroy the TV.
And if that doesn't work, punch her.
Yeah.
Like, she's a little girl. I understand she's supernatural, but give it a shot. Don't be like, crying bitch.
Don't just be like, oh fuck, I'm fucked.
Like, if I'm going to die at the hands of a ghost, I play video games, I'm going to be, like, fucking throwing holy water like a Castlevania.
How many people get killed in horror movies by going, I'm dead, might as well just take it in the bum?
Pretty, like, a lot.
Do something.
A lot.
So my favorite horror
movie... Actually, I have a favorite horror moment, but it's not really horror. It's another moment that sort of makes me laugh. It's the part in Red Dragon where the guy's, like, lighting shit on fire and the blind chick's with him, and he's like, do you see? Yeah. Do you see?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that happened in Cat of a Soldier when we tried to find the library.
No, I wish. All right.
Favorite horror movie is Candyman.
Oh, good choice, man. Yeah,
for you? Candyman. I don't want to talk about Candyman because it's a part of my life I want to forget.
good call, dude.
No,
if anybody says Leprechaun, I'll slap you.
No, Leprechaun's
that
legit.
Is just so
favorite,
funny.
That's favorite just horror a legit funny moment, and it's not really like a horror moment. For me, it's really freaky, but it's from Signs when the little girl comes into the room with the dad.
Yeah.
Soon and goes,
No, the little girl comes in the room and goes, "There's a monster outside my bedroom. Can I have a glass of water?"
Yeah.
And, like, for me, that just set chills. Like, that actually freaks the shit out of me.
Because that girl's fucking creepy.
I really like that movie, though.
The girl's creepy. Like,
the girl's creepy. She's not even freaked out that there's fucking an alien outside her room.
Yeah.
Do you understand the weirdness of that?
He's just chilling out. Yeah.
The dad doesn't even give a fuck what the daughter just said.
I bet he didn't even get her to the water.
Oh, my God.
Mel Gibson's fucking a piece of shit.
But, like, Signs had so many, like, psychological moments. Like, when he has the flashlight, he's looking around and, like, goes to, like, that corner of the cornstalk. And, like, the alien's leg just goes in. Oh, bro. Fuck that.
Signs was a legit fantastic movie, which made The Happening so much more painful to
watch. Oh, no, don't.
Okay, we're not bringing up The Happening. But Signs had a lot of good... Scary moments. And there was none of that, like, popping out and scaring you bullshit.
But that wasn't so much of a horror movie. Like, when I think horror movies, what I think of is...
No, but that scared me. Legit.
No, that's scary actual, because... I was afraid of Signs.
It was scary because it was psychological.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that was a movie that was scary because it was really scary, not because it was just fucking torture porn or, like, people getting chainsawed.
But Signs is great because... Like, you don't actually see most of anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see them.
You know
once.
What I mean? Yeah.
At the end.
And the guy bats the fuck out of the part where
he jumps off the roof swing and goes away, running bro. And hits swing the away. Swing and he runs into the cornstalk and you don't know what the hell it was. But right here is like... And it's like gone. And you're like...
But then water hurts them, and that was kind of...
Yeah, but then water hurts
good
them.
Good job, guys. You go to the planet, it's like mostly water.
And even the way they talked with the whole like...
Yeah.
Oh, fucking freaked me out.
Well, you at least should figure it out first before we did.
What the fuck?
What?
Don't you remember the news radio thing at the end? It's like the Middle East figured out. Middle East saved our asses in Science.
That's
not like in the
people with the least water. How the hell did that?
They're in the desert. They're like, use our only valuable resource. Ah! It kills
them. It worked. Whatever. They're just like, well, we're going to fucking
get the camels.
Anyway, I just want to say something. Honorable mention.
That's scary for me.
Okay. Wait, you did.
I did my moment, and I did the movie. Yeah.
Okay, so Candyman and Signs.
Signs is for the moment.
I just want to say honorable mention: Alien 1.
That is crazy.
Good sci-fi horror.
Those things scare the shit out.
You know what? Since we're on the topic of sci-fi, I know G wants to do his moment and his movie, but the movie Prometheus is coming out soon.
Yeah,
and Ridley. I think we're gonna go watch it and we'll do a review.
Yeah,
TYG Talks Prometheus.
Ridley.
Yeah.
Ridley's
so, guys, look forward to that. G, take the floor.
This is terrible. Okay, so I'm going to just preface this whole thing by saying that I don't watch fucking horror movies because they bother me. Like, I have an overactive imagination. And I live in this weird hybrid of reality, so I can't watch it like that because it really fucks with, like, my outlook in life.
Hybrid of reality?
really, though, they fucking, like, mess me up. Like,
can we change your description on the website to G has an overactive imagination and lives in a weird hybrid reality?
Yeah, I'm
it's happening.
We're seriously, doing it. Like,
I'm writing it down.
I don't watch them. Like, I really don't. Like,
okay.
I don't. So, I think in real life, I've watched fucking maybe 4 horror movies my whole life. The only one that... And I don't even know if this is a horror movie. And I remember watching it with my brother, who I hate because you're a moron and you scared the shit out of me, and this is why I don't like swimming.
That's what older brothers are for.
Yeah.
Older brothers and sisters, they're there to watch shitty horror movies.
I must have been like, it's not a shitty horror movie. I must have been like 6. Okay, this is when like Laserdisc actually was like cool.
Whoa.
Ha!
And my brother literally came home from fucking work and was like, come downstairs, we're gonna watch a movie. And I'm thinking we watch The Lion King because I know he has that shit on Blu-ray, on Laserdisc. Sorry. So I come downstairs and we watch The Abyss. And I was scared out of my fucking mind.
Nice.
I'm still to this day, like, I didn't learn how to swim because of that fucking movie. Because my brother made me watch it, and I had no business watching that movie at the age that
but
I
that
watched
was. That also wasn't a horror movie. That was just a very good movie that used, like, fear.
Oh, yeah, it's good shit.
Elements of fear.
Yeah, terrifying. Okay, so there's that, which is, like, definitely one of the scariest movies I've ever seen because it's, like, one of the only ones I've ever watched. And then, like, the only other one that I've watched that I can remember was fucking. Not Ju-on. What's the English version of that? The Grudge.
The Grudge.
I watched The Grudge. I remember parts of this movie because I was yeah, exactly yeah that I was busy in the movie theater. I'm not gonna say what I was doing. It was bad. It was awesome, but I still managed to have nightmares. So as awesome as what I was doing was, it didn't.
In the back of his mind, he's like. He was shitting bricks.
It didn't block out the fact that
her hand was shaking, so it actually probably made it better.
Yeah,
nice. Aww,
come on.
What in the butt?
Yeah, I was literally having a great time until I went home and tried to fall asleep. Yeah. Then, not so good.
I'm sure she was as well.
Yeah. No, she was fine. I tied her up.
You know, since we're still talking about horror movies to a certain extent,
provider.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I want to ask you guys a quick question. Like, do you guys, on the subject of movies, Mike is dying at this point. But
provider, you're welcome.
Sorry. I just wanted to talk about like horror movies in general here. Like, I know my favorite horror movies aren't even really that. More so, they're more so psychological than they are specific horror. Like, I don't really like Halloween or...
But yeah, because most of the movies are shit. Like, I mean, I don't even watch horror movies, but I hear that they're shit.
Yeah, I don't really like Halloween or Friday the 13th or the Freddy Krueger movies because they just get stupid after a while.
Yeah, you know they're the same thing over and over and over again trying to make money because it's what Hollywood does.
I mean, even recently I saw the remake of, Nightmare on Elm Street recently, and that was just terrible.
Oh, yeah.
And it was literally the same movie, except they made it shittier somehow, which I didn't think was possible, because the first one wasn't good in my eyes. I didn't like it. I thought it was campy enough for me to have fun with it, but I don't know. I just don't really like that style of movie, so it's not really my thing.
Yeah. Slasher flicks don't do anything for me.
Yeah, like, what is there? There's so many of them, too. It's like Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, my, you remember I Know What You Did Last Summer. Wow,
a lot of people remember that movie, and it was terrible. That movie
wasn't even scary. I was like, the fuck's going... This is dumb. Kill him. Somebody, kill him.
Well, I want to end this just again. I want to end this conversation here by saying, listeners out there, if you have a favorite horror movie, favorite horror moment, we would like to hear about it. So share with us. Let us know what you thought of our favorite moments.
Yeah.
Let us know what movies you are actually afraid of, and I will watch them and then review them and never sleep again.
All right, I think we should wrap it up there. This has been That's Your Garbage Podcast, episode 19. Tune in next time for episode 20.
The big 2-0.
That's a big fucking deal.
No, it's
and,
not.
it is for us.
Email. We're bringing pumpkin pie again.
Whoa. I honestly didn't think that happened.
That did happen in a prior episode, shit. And we're going to bring it back.
It's fucking April.
Every milestone.
Where are you going to find pumpkin pie in April? Where?
Don't even worry. Don't even worry.
Are you kidding me?
Anyway, check us out on Facebook. We're on Twitter as well. Go to the website, thatsogarbage.com. Email us, podcast@thatsogarbage.com. Please send jokes. We've now demonstrated what happens when you don't. Thank you again to C. Braga for sending in that lame joke.
Please
that
send
was
good
awesome.
Jokes. What I mean is good jokes.
Send us good jokes.
Also, check us out on iTunes. All the podcasts are there. You can follow us and get updates and stuff. And yeah, we'll talk to you soon.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah.